It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. And man, I cannot tell you how excited I am right now to get man in studio. He is an actor, a comedian, a writer who, if you haven't seen his role as Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm, you need to fix that ASAP. This weekend, he's at the Denver Improv. We got JB Smooth. What's up, man?
What's going on, baby, man? We doing good, man. They get acclimated. They tell you when you get here, you get acclimated to the altitude.
Got
to
acclimate first.
It says you better acclimate. That's what the original thing was when people said you better recognize. You heard that before? Yeah. You better acclimate.
We got to bring it. You better acclimate.
You better acclimate.
I'm gonna make a shirt that. And
you got to do that.
I'm gonna sell the DIA.
Come on, man. Let's do it. Come on.
Yeah. If I could borrow some funds, I'm gonna make that happen.
Funds and make it happen, brother. Make some money on it.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? That's
well,
my
welcome
thing.
Welcome to the Mile High City, man.
Hey, man, it's good to be in the Mile High City, man. I love Denver, man. It's been a minute, man. I can't believe it's been like, is that about 4 or 5 years?
Man, it's been a minute.
I don't think I've ever been away from a city this long.
I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what happened, man. I mean, I'm normally pretty attentive to cities I love, man. I'm really surised I haven't been.
Well, Denver loves you, so I'm like, man,
something weird about that. But you know, I'm back now. So
welcome
now we
back.
got a new starting point right now.
Okay.
So from this point, let's move forward.
We're not gonna have any 4-year breaks.
No. We're gonna come back soon, baby.
You can't be out here like like the Olympics every 4 years.
Right. I can't do that. Okay. No. We got to make that.
Well, we're happy to have you back. It's the first weekend of spring.
Yes, indeed, bro.
Kicking it off right with JB Smooth at the Denver Improv.
It's good to be JB Smooth, man. It's good to be here, man. So we got 2 big shows tonight, 2 big shows tomorrow. Let me tell you something, man. It's going to be an extravaganza. It's always fun, man. JB Smooth's brand of comedy is very unique and very fun, man. But at the same time, I love to reconnect with my fans, man. It's been a long time, man. A lot of things have happened. Season 9 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know what? Isn't that crazy? I've been away just as long as Curb has been off the air for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Isn't that weird?
Were you like just depressed that it was over? So you're like, I can't come back to Denver till I'm happy again?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a connection to the two, but all I know is they coincide with each other now.
Yeah.
Now we're about to go into season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So I promise it will not be a 5-year hiatus from you guys again. But this is what it is, man. I'm back. We got 2 big shows tonight, 2 big shows tomorrow. Looking forward to it big time, man. We're going to talk about some stuff, man.
Well, you talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's been about 10 years since you started your role on that show.
Yeah.
And when you started that and you you got the role, did you foresee it being such a role that would like resonate with the Curb fans?
No, you know what? I did not, man, because coming from a guy who was a big fan of the show, I watched the show when I was on SNL as a writer, and I was a big fan. Big Curb fan, big Larry fan, love the show, turned my wife onto the show, turned my friends onto the show, and things just started to happen, man, and I was at SNL for three seasons on that show. I didn't get renewed my fourth season, man, and then my wife told me I was going to be on Curb. She said, we were watching Curb one day, and I said, man, I love this show. I said, I would love to be on the show one day, and she said, you're going to be on that show. So you say crazy stuff all the time. I can see you and Larry together. And I'm telling you, less than 2 months later, I'm on the set, man.
Spoke it into
crazy.
Existence.
Yeah. You got to throw stuff to the universe, man. A lot of universe to make it work,
Yeah.
As long as you're prepared for it, man. The first thing I ever did before I started doing stand-up was I took an improv class. So for me, that was that little tool I put in my little toolbox. And then lo and behold, I ended up on the greatest improvised show in probably TV history.
Yeah. And you and Larry's like chemistry is amazing. I mean, like as great as your character is, when you and Larry are working together,
yeah.
I mean, it's just nonstop hilarious.
Gold, man. I tell people all the time. Everybody's always like, Leon, he's a spinoff. He's a spinoff, and I always say, nah. I said what makes Leon and Leon unique is his interaction with Larry.
Yeah,
that's what makes it work. Yeah. I said, if you notice, I mean, you can probably count on one hand how many scenes I've had with anybody else. Single scene with somebody, So it's mostly me and Larry.
And what I love about it is Leon gives Larry a lot of advice, and really the advice is not really bad advice. He doesn't necessarily give bad advice, but for Larry David, it's maybe not the right advice.
It's good bad advice, I call it.
Yeah,
good bad advice.
For some people, it's like, yep, you need to do that. But
yeah,
for Larry David,
man.
Because he'll take it to heart and he'll go with it.
He'll roll with it, man.
Yeah.
And and when we in our scenes. I got to make a choice. I got to make a conscious choice of either going with Larry on something or going against him.
Yeah.
So I sit there. I got to fill the scene out. Now, if I go against him, I know I got to go hard. I got to go hard with him, and I got to make a conscious decision, but at the same time, I got to have facts to back it up.
Yeah.
If I go with him, I can just roll with the silly, with whatever he's attaching himself to. I can make sense of that. But going against him, it's harder. Yeah. So I got to really go against him and create this argument with him, which I think people love. Yeah. Is the they don't know what's going to happen with these two guys. It's that yin and yang thing going on. So, It is a unique show, man, and it's improvised. And
it's renewed.
And it's renewed,
10th season.
And you don't know what the hell is going to come out your mouth because you're creating your own dialogue.
Is Larry giving you a heads up what's going to happen in season 10? Have you got any heads up yet? Keep it a secret?
He never does, man.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You want to be surprised. I don't want it. I barely like reading the outline. I want to get there and just like feel and ask the writers, you know, what's going on? What's the beef today? And I go from there because my mind is fresh. I'm not overthinking it, you know?
And for those that are a fan of Leon the character, you actually released a book.
Book of Leon.
The Book of Leon Philosophy. It's on sale now. And, like, you write it from, like, his words.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure the reader felt like they were Larry.
Yeah.
And I was reading this book. I wrote this book with the intention of making it coincide with the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So the book came out in October, and the book is just hitting home runs everywhere. And people love the book because it's a good laugh. It's really, really, really grounded in the character of Leon. And when you and especially the audiobook is crazy.
I was going to say, I prefer like the book, but this is, you're reading it as Leon. I'm like, this might be the audiobook I get.
and the audio, the book is great to have as a collector's item, but the audiobook, I elaborate even more because the audiobook doesn't necessarily have to match the physical book. And man, it was so fun doing it, man. And
it's nominated for an audio award.
It's nominated for an audio award. So we're going to go from there, man. And I think this book's got some legs on it because, you know, new fans are going to watch season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. They can also buy the book, man. And the book is not going to die. The book's going to keep on going. It's not like a autobiography when you hear a person's life story and then you got to hear the life story again on every late night show while they're promoting their book. This right here, this is good, bad advice. Yeah. This is stuff you can refer to and laugh at all the time, man.
Well, you know, having had so much success with Curb and writing and all that, this weekend is what you're back to, stand-up. At the
stand-up,
Improv.
Baby.
You know, having so much success that you've had, what is it about the stage that brings you back,
man? Oh, the stage is awesome because the stage is that immediate reaction you get from an audience, man, that you can just, you know, you can do your show, you can feel the energy of an audience right there in the moment, man. And I'll make it a point to make each show unique in its own way. You know, of course, you know, I just work off my bullets I have, my bullets in my holster, and everything else, I just improvise and have fun, man. Because, you know, there's no one show alike. There's no audience alike. You know, everybody, the personality, what they laugh at is different. So I like to lock myself in with that because that makes the show unique. And you can come see me. You can come see me four times. You will never see the exact show. The exact same show. You'll see some of the bits, but those bits change.
Yeah.
The more people laugh, the more I improvise and keep adding to it. Because that way, you know, I'm not a robot on stage. I can't, I'm a horrible robot. I'm terrible.
There's some shows you'll go and you might see the same person 6 months later. It's the exact same show.
Man, I change it up. I expand on every bit, man. And I don't write off stage. I write on stage. So for me, my material grows. When I have a great audience in front of me, it just grows. You know, I'm on cruise control. I get in that little pocket, man, and just have fun with the crowd, you know. And, you know, of course it helps being someone who's been doing it for almost 30 years. So, for me, it's great, man. Yeah. You know.
Well, you can get those tickets while they last. There's only a few left, though. You got to get them right now.
But get them, man.
Improv.com. And I got to tell you, JB, I'm a fan of TV. I'm a fan of movies. I have so many favorite films, but Curb Your Enthusiasm is at the very top. And when I found out you were coming to the studio, I might have jumped a little bit, got a little excited. So, you know, thank you for making time for us here at Comedy
101.
Mile High City's excited to have you.
Woo!
And next time you're in town, definitely stop by the station.
I will, man. You know how we do, man.
Perfect. JB Smoove, go see him. Denver Improv this weekend.
Let's do it.